Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer, switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
it. Can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
I have been waiting all day for this, to welcome in my dear, long time, close personal friend, my good buddy from The Athletic. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the professor, Jason Jones. Jason,
where's the other Dodger fan going?
He
forgot his Dodger hat. He's going to go get his hat.
I think that's what he's doing right now, is he just went to go get his Dodger hat.
Hate to see him leave like that. I don't know why he left. I mean, you know, hey, I mean, this is an exciting time for us Dodger fans. You know, then you add the hip hop layer to it. I mean,
LA can
beat up on Canada again.
Well, again, yeah, and that's, you know, it's kind of got me rooting for the Dodgers and all of this. So.
Yeah, Kobe scored 81 against Toronto.
Well, is that too?
You know. Toronto finally wins a championship and their best player goes to LA. I mean, this is a longstanding, you know, international feud we got going here. And good to see that my friend Kenny Caraway is, you know, standing true with his West Coast roots, you know. And
he's handling all of this very well, by the way.
Yeah. He's got his Mookie Betts jersey ready, you know. He's ready.
Bro. Are you done with this nonsense? I told you we ain't talking about baseball no more on this show. What you talking about? Matter of fact, I need to call Manfred right now. Start the lockout now. Start it now before the series starts. Lock him out. Lock him out. You wanna make a point to the players? Lock them out now. Don't let them play the World Series.
Mm. You didn't enjoy that.
You done?
Again, you're handling this great.
So mature. I mean, so mature.
The Brewers, boy,
so mature.
A bunch of bums. How you get the broom brought out on you and you had home field? Bunch of bums. I ain't never seen nothing.
That team had a fine
bum worthy in my life.
They had a fine season. They got all the way to the NLCS. Don't just shade them like that.
Good job.
Had a fine season.
And you stop encouraging him.
I'm happy to talk to Jason.
They were four wins from the World Series.
I mean,
they stayed there.
Yeah, you know, they're still four wins from the World Series. that was a hell of a moment with Springer last night. And man, this playoffs have brought us some pretty spectacular moments. We had that moment from Springer. The moment from Judge, and I think they both pale in comparison to the game that Shohei Ohtani had on Friday,
yeah.
Which I don't think could be categorized as anything other than iconic.
Yeah, that's a video game.
Yeah.
That's a video game. Yeah, there's just like, there's no other way I can even describe it. Like, I could go turn on MLB The Show, and I couldn't probably pull that off. Three home runs. You know what, 10 Ks? Yeah, it's, man. Yeah, that was something. Because I mean, he hadn't really hit it all during the postseason. His two most effective contributions had been pitching and getting walked. He'd get walked, and then the team would be like, okay, we'll load the bases for Mookie Betts.
Yeah. Imagine being one of 18 at one point.
I think he won a 23 or something like that.
He was like,
last 23 or something like that.
He was like 2 of 25 or something. Yeah. And then he just said, okay, I guess.
And then he wasn't.
Then went 3 for 3.
Then he was like, okay, never mind. I'll go ahead and start hitting the ball now.
It was kind of like, he was like, you know what? Hitting home runs is a lot of fun. I'm just going to keep doing this.
And I'm going to hit them really, really far. Like, not just, you know, these are the outfielder just goes, okay, whatever. I don't even bother turning around. That thing's not going to be anywhere near, you know, the grass.
That one that went out of Dodger Stadium, ain't no way that was 469. That'd be like 510.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
They're just guessing at that point. They're just guessing, you know. Well, they're guessing anyway, but they're like, let's put a number on that.
Yeah. Make it higher. That was not 469.
Yeah. Whatever number they put on it, I'd believe it.
Yeah, that performance was crazy. That was,
they'd have said 5'10". I'd have been like, yeah, that probably was about 5'10". Yeah.
Man, that performance was insane to get his team to the World Series to perform like that. Once again, like you talked about, after he had been slumping for so long, to break out of it with 3 home runs, 10 Ks. That was crazy. That was the greatest single baseball game I had ever seen, performance in a baseball game I had ever seen. That was insane.
Because somebody was saying, well, make it a football comp. Someone was like, well, that's like, you know, throwing for 300, 3 touches, and then going on the other side and getting like 5-4 sacks or, you know, picking off 3. I mean, just one on its own would have been great.
Can't wait for Vlad Jr. I born ready.
You didn't even know his name. You're like, what's his face?
No, that's my boy, Vlad Guerrero Jr. That's my boy. He born ready. I can't wait for him to take him. That's been my boy. About to go to work.
Can you name 5 other Blue Jays?
George Springer, Gausman.
I mean, Hoffman did kind of throw some heat.
Hoffman's a good shut game out last night.
Yeah,
there's got to be one other one. Yeah, I can't.
There's
got
to be one. Yes, there does have to be one other Blue Jay.
I mean, by definition,
it's a big Blue Jays fan.
Is what's his name still up? John Olerud.
Oh my God.
Is what's his name still
Dave,
the catcher?
Dave Steeb.
George Bell. Yeah, George Bell plays left field for him right now. What was the catcher who used to be the catcher for you guys too?
Be out there.
The Martin, is he still the catcher? Remember
Russell Martin?
Yeah, yeah. What? Is he still the catcher for the Blue Jays?
He's just like, I don't know. He said Russell Martin. Like,
Carlos Delgado. There we go. Carlos Delgado.
He's gonna start naming expos next. He's just like, I don't know.
Larry Walker.
Anyone who played in Canada counts as a.
Marquise Grissom, save us.
Like Delino DeShields. Where's Pedro Martinez? Where's Dennis Martinez at? I mean, you know, let's just keep going. Just dig deep into the crates of, you know, Blue Jays of the past.
All I need is my boy Vlad Guerrero Jr. That's all I need. He's the hottest hitter in the playoffs. Boy, killing.
Okay. See you on Friday.
So obviously the great news for Jason is his Dodgers are in the World Series. Even more great news, and we'll talk about this in just a few minutes. The Lakers play tonight to kick off the season or tip off the season.
Yeah. What was he doing at 10 o'clock in the morning on Sunday? How about that? How great was that?
Well, that's what I was getting to next. Your NFL team still does exist. It does. Like, if nothing else.
They were on a bye last week.
Well, I think in their minds they definitely were. I don't know, Jay. You could tell me if this is an overreaction. That felt like a real uh-oh moment when you get shut out by your divisional rival like that, like that bad, and they're just toying with you. By the time the game is over, that felt like a this feels like it could. This could hit a spot where people start losing their jobs.
That looked like a bunch of guys who were ready for the bye week last week and just like let's just get through. I mean, because I have it where, you know, it records the games. That game on TV was 2 hours and 47 minutes. And I turned it off at half. I said they don't care. I said, this is, I mean, I know they got injuries or whatever, but come on. I mean, it's just, I mean, it just makes you reflect on all the bad decisions they've made. And I can go back to, we got to get rid of Derek Carr because he's holding us back. And they've now since replaced him with a worse quarterback each time. I can go back to, you know, AP, it's all his fault. Pete's going to change the culture. And this looks absolutely worse. Like last year, I just thought they were bad, but they were trying. They were just bad.
Yeah.
I mean, this team didn't spend any money in the offseason. I mean, I don't know what the hell that was. I mean, I was thinking about it today. They're going to go into the draft next year outside of running back with the exact same needs they had last year. Jeez. Like, you didn't get better anywhere. Like, you didn't improve anything. Like, did you get better in the secondary? No. Your offensive line looks worse. Receivers look whatever. Quarterback doesn't look any better. I mean, they could have kept Gardner Minshew to do this. I mean, this is, you know, like Geno just looks like he's afraid he's going to get hit every – I mean, they were talking about how
Geno
Derek
looks terrible, man.
I mean, they made fun of how Derek looked under pressure. Geno looks 10 times worse. I mean, and I, even when I went to the game in Vegas, even though they won, I'm like, he does not look comfortable at all.
Mm-hmm.
It's like every time, yeah. You know. You know, and then when he does get guys open, he just outright and flat out missing them.
You know who Geno looks like? We were talking about this on Sunday. He looks like Cam Ward.
Yeah.
Like Cam Ward looks like he's thinking about turning the ball over. Like he looks like he's actively thinking about turning the ball over because he's turning the ball over so much, and he's doing that shaking thing that you just demonstrated. That's exactly what Geno Smith is doing.
Because even when he's not being pressured, he looks pressured.
Right.
Right. I mean, there were plays where there's no one near him. He looks like, oh my God, gotta get rid of it. And then just misses. I mean, yeah, he. You know, going back to the Chicago game, if he hits Thornton with a halfway decent pass, they win that game. He's throwing the ball, I mean, low. He's going to get somebody killed, one of those high passes. You know, if I'm Brock Bowers, I'm like, man, could you get Aiden O'Connell back out there? I'll watch Kenny Pickett at this point.
Oh, goodness.
I mean, then the reporter asked, Pete about not getting Genty more carries in the first half. He's like, we only ran 10 plays. And he ran the ball 4 times out of the 10. What do you want us to do? I'm like, I mean, 3 first downs is, I mean, and at some point, you almost got to start a fight. I mean, KC's actively making fun of you. Yeah. Yep. I mean, at some point, you know, Max.
Again,
hurt.
By the way, KC's actually making fun of you again.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, so at this point, swing on somebody.
That's the thing, Jay. I don't think they care that much at this point.
It looks like they don't care that much.
Well, let me ask both of you guys this. Where does that stem from? Like, what is getting to the point where these guys don't even care what they look like and what's going on the field?
It usually starts in the same place. It starts with the coach. It happened with Mike last year.
And people don't want to say that about Pete because everyone likes Pete. Mm-hmm. But there's something off. There's something wrong, majorly wrong.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you look at even their special teams. My God, this is just terrible. I can't think of anything there, you know, and defensively, you know, you have the same coordinator. And I think in some of those games, the defense held up as well as it could. But even they got to be like, this is ridiculous.
Do you think there's a real chance that Pete is one and done?
I would say no, but these are the Raiders. So who knows?
Do you think he should be?
I'm not convinced that he should. I think they really need a serious infusion of talent. I think their margin of error based on their talent is so slim that Yeah, I mean, if I remove Max Crosby, the kicker and the punter, and Brock Bowers, maybe if you throw Jeanty in, can you name one Raider where you'd be like, oh, yeah, I'd want him to start on the Niners? Like, can you name a Raider where you'd be like on offense, where you outside of Jeanty and Bowers, where you'd go, I got to have that guy. That guy would help me. Defensively, take away Max, name one guy on that defense where you go, oh, yeah, that guy's going to help my team.
Jeez. No, not at all, man.
I mean, the guys are – I mean, they got some guys who might be trying, but at some point you got to get some talent. You got to take all that money you got or whatever, and you got to get some talent. And part of the problem is this, is that as much as I would love to say fire everyone, at some point you got to stop firing somebody every year. Yeah. You got to give someone – you got to – you know, and it was tough for me that I don't doubt at all that Mark Davis wants to win.
Mm-hmm.
I just think he – I think this start – the downfall for Mark as the owner started when he had – with his obsession with John Gruden.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what started it. I mean, when he brought it, his instructions basically before his father died was you talk to Ron Wolf and he'll help you get some football people. That's how you got Reggie McKenzie. That's how you got Khalil Mack. That's how you got Derek Carr. That's how you got the 2016 season. Mm-hmm. I believe Reggie drafted Max. So you had a football guy. And then in the midst of we're going to move to Oakland, the fans are mad. Mark does a very fan thing. He goes, no, I'll do. I'll get, you know, even though Jack Del Rio was tripping on some other stuff, Jack Del Rio was still the best coach you had. And you fired him because you're obsessed with John Gruden. Mm. And you think that that's going to make things right.
And what John Gruden was desperate to undo everything that Reggie McKenzie did.
Yeah, so he runs off all the soul of the team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he runs off, you know, Marquette King. He trades Khalil Mack. He trades Amari Cooper. He drafts terribly again. So now you don't – I mean, based on the number of first-round picks they've had over the last years, their lack of talent is embarrassing. Mm-hmm. I mean, they just don't – and then you see some of these guys leave and, like, go start other places and don't look terrible. So, it, you know, and, like, Davante Adams is actually still pretty good at football. Once he got away from the Raiders and got away from his boy Aaron, you know, I mean, you and then you hear like the draft blunders of drafting the wrong Bryant Young. They wanted the guy the Rams took, but they took the one from Alabama, and everyone's like, "Why are they reaching for this guy?" I mean, just a lot wrong. And I, you know, and people tell me, "Well, you know what? You got to give Pete a chance." I'm like, "Okay," but. You know, I'm like, at this point, I'm like, Tom, stop calling games and you go suit up. You can't be any worse. Because right. This is, I mean, nobody wants to watch that.
No.
You know, and yeah, I'm looking at their schedule. I said, I might have caught the last win of the season. Who are they going to beat? Who are they going to beat looking like that? You know, Brock Bowers isn't going to change that.
Right.
You know, and if he's hurt, you're better off just letting him not play as opposed to putting him out there to get hurt again. I mean, I don't know how long, you know they got the bye. Maybe, you know, Max is going to want to play. Mm-hmm. But I just – it's at some point, you got to get some players. Mm-hmm. You got to get a quarterback. They still don't have a quarterback. I mean, and you traded – you know, I mean, it, honestly – instead of trading that third-round pick for Geno, they could have drafted Shadur or Jalen Milroe with that pick. And then at least I could say, well, they got a young quarterback and they're trying to develop him. Mm-hmm. You don't bring in a veteran like that to lead the league in interceptions. Mm. And not like tips. I mean, like throwing the ball in the double coverage bad interception. He could have 15 easily. He's had some ones that just
get caught.
He could easily have 15. I mean, it's a damn shame where you're going, well, he only turned the ball over once.
I don't think he had any in the first week.
No.
He had one.
No.
Did he? In week one?
He had one.
Oh, yeah. Okay. My fault.
That's
my
right.
Fault.
He had one. Fault. And put it this way. If they played the Patriots today, who do you think is going to win?
Oh, my goodness. Goodness gracious.
Caught him at the right time, as they say.
So, Jay.
Yeah, they better try to get the Dolphins or Jets on the schedule.
How far, realistically, How far away do you think they are? I think they're hella far away. Like, because they don't even have a starting point with the lack of talent they have on that roster. When I say far away, I'm talking about, like, okay, this is a team that can make the playoffs. Are they 3, 4, 5 years away from that?
I would say that, but you make the right moves in the NFL, you can get good quick. Look at the Patriots. But they got a quarterback. They got a quarterback. They went out and got veterans to fill holes.
Yeah.
You know, the Raiders have, well, they guess they got a quarterback, you know, but, you know, one of my friends was joking. He said, it's so bad that back in the day, he said, you talk bad about a black quarterback, because, you know, they're like, no, we're talking bad about this one. They're like, no, he's earned all the slander, you know, but they don't have a starting point. It's like, When Jacoby Myers is trying to hold you up for a new contract, I'm like, you're Jacoby Myers.
Jeez. You're a law firm, like, bro.
I'm like, bro, you being the best receiver, I'm like, on that one, they were right. Why would you pay him? And that was part of the Josh McDaniels. We have a bunch of slot receivers. Let's sign more slot receivers. Remember Josh McDaniels, like, completely destroyed Hunter Renfrow?
Oh,
took him,
man,
like 2 years to recover to get back. I mean, you know, he turned Darren Waller into whatever he is now. I mean, they've had talent. You just can't tell that anymore. I mean, they're just so depleted. I mean, skill position wise, you know, I would love to bash Chip Kelly, but it's like, well, shoot. At this point, Geno was playing so bad. What can you really call? He's complete. I mean, if somebody was, I mean, I've had that debate with people too. I said, is Chip Kelly perfect? No, but right now, you're almost safer just running the ball and hoping Ashton breaks one. Because when you keep letting Geno throw, bad things happen.
Other sports books just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
The crazy thing about that Jacoby Myers Raiders standoff is the one standoff when both sides were right. Raiders were like, we're not paying you. And Jacoby's like, I'm literally all you got.
Well, yeah.
And they said, that's why we're not paying you, because
you are all we got.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like, you know, imagine a guy who'd probably be a third receiver on a good team coming to you and saying, pay me big money or else. And
you're like, oh, wait, or else, out of this.
Or else what? We're only going to win five games instead of six. Like what? Like what? Or else what? We're going to be what? Yeah, they're in a really bad spot. I think outside of Genty and Bowers on offense, I'd listen to changing anything else. I mean, it's so bad with Raider fans. The argument's over, well, how come Jackson Powers Johnson isn't a guard or a center? I'm like, either way, he got his ass kicked. He was Chris Jones. I mean, they had that picture up. I said, maybe Chris Jones did have a stiff drink on the sideline because he wasn't getting worked on the game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm like, if the debate is whether or not a guard is going to make a difference, that shows you how bad your team is.
Well, let's move on to something happier because I admittedly got goosebumps.
Oh yeah, you saw it.
When I flipped the TV over to NBC and saw Mello and T-Mac and this no Stephen A. Smith and this
I'm not talking about that guy right now.
That's just perfectly fine. We should never have to talk about that guy. But NBA Showtime is the name of this show on NBC. Basketball is back tonight. It starts with the Rockets and the Thunder, which is about an hour away. They got ring ceremony jumping off. KD is back. And then, of course, it ends with the Warriors at the Lakers. No LeBron tonight. LeBron won't be here in Sacramento on Saturday. He's going to be out for the next couple of weeks, man. But I'm excited, Jay, to get another NBA season started here.
I'm still hung on baseball.
Okay. Well, the hell with baseball.
If after watching the Raiders on Sunday, I said, thank God the Dodgers gave me a birthday gift because, the Raiders, if I was depending on the Raiders to give me anything, it'd be pain, you know. But it's just, this is like actually the most fun time of the year. You got all the sports going on,
mm-hmm.
you know, basketball. Then, of course, when teams struggle, they'll say, we're not going to play till December, whatever. But, course, you know, it's still cool, you know, to have the NBA back. Only thing that's down is that so many good players aren't going to be playing to start the year.
Yeah.
Just across the league.
Yeah,
a lot of guys out. But, hey, that's your chance to make a move then, you know. Ain't your fault those guys are hurt. Go out there and win you some games, you know, and then you see in April. Sometime those games you won in October, November, that might be the difference between you being the sixth seed or being in the play-in. And who wants to be a play-in team if you can help it?
That's the truth. I saw something earlier today. Was able to pull it back up. LeBron James not playing tonight, not playing for a while because he's out.
Mm-hmm.
The last time the NBA had an opening night without LeBron James,
mm-hmm.
USB flash drives didn't exist. Chappelle's show hadn't debuted.
Oh, my gosh.
Facebook hadn't been launched.
Oh.
And Kelly Clarkson had just won American Idol.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. What was that, 2002?
Three, I think. Maybe it was two.
Well, three was the Kings game. That was the Kings game, right?
So
so it was 2002.
God, man, LeBron's just old.
Nah, he is. You just celebrated your birthday, and LeBron James is the one that's old.
Yeah, well, I'm not that much older than him.
Which is crazy.
That is crazy.
Yeah, I mean,
absolutely.
And that's the wild part about it. It's like there's not many, and that's why it was cool having Vince Carter on the Kings when I was covering him. Because Vince was like the only guy, like toward the end, it was like Vince and like Zeebo,
mm-hmm.
and like Trevor Ariza were the only guy that I could like, and Matt Barnes, I could discuss like stuff with.
Mm.
Like I'll never forget when the New Edition doc dropped on BET, only myself and Matt Barnes even cared.
Mm.
The rest of the team was like, who were those guys? And that also, we also had Buddy around that time, so Buddy had no clue about any of those people. And just the way Buddy would ask you about them was always funny.
Well, check this out. Check out the people that are on NBC. Mello, Vince Carter, Tracy McGrady.
Yeah,
that's his
contemporaries,
era.
Yeah.
They're broadcasting games in the Hall of Fame. This guy's still trying to win championships.
Well, shout out Kyle for this one. That is a amazing note. The last time LeBron James didn't start a regular season was the NBA's last year on NBC.
That is a trip. Yeah, 02.
Their last year was
02.
Man.
LeBron's never been on NBC.
LeBron's never been on NBC. That's right.
Yeah, we've been through, like, NBA dress code.
Oh.
Like, 18 versions of the All-Star game.
Yeah. That was just in the last 2 years.
Right. I mean, the Kings have moved, stayed. The Sonics existed back then. Mm. Shoot, had the Grizzlies moved to Memphis yet, or were they still in Vancouver?
They might have still been in Vancouver.
Maybe they had just
moved to Memphis because they weren't. They weren't there for that long.
Because when Bibby really got traded, he was traded from Vancouver.
He was traded from Vancouver. There's Bibby Vancouver jerseys out there.
That was
01. It was.
They might have still been in Vancouver.
It was the summer of 2001.
Yeah, because Jason Williams never played in Vancouver. That's what I remember.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah,
played in Memphis.
Yeah, but I mean, it's just crazy that even a whole discussion. Like LeBron has been around so long, like he's been like a completely different version of himself on video games. Like he went from the square block looking thing to like more realistic. Crazy. Yeah.
How many consoles has he played through? It's got to be like seven.
Yeah, I've used just the. He's been through like every fashion phase of the NBA. He's been there for the anti-hip hop era through the like we love hip hop. You know, he's been through the Cavalier. He's played against people's kids. Father and son. Mm. He's playing on the same team with his son, who's older. Yeah, I mean this is just he's old. And I say that with all due respect, but yeah, that's just crazy.
He was in a marketing campaign with Kobe Bryant, and then Kobe retires, like all all within his career.
Yeah,
and that was like 7 years into LeBron's career.
Yeah, he played against Shaq. He played with Shaq.
Mm. Yeah, that's another good note. He's played against guys who are already in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, well in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, they were his they were his teammates, or he played against them with he played against guys who coach against him or got he's been coached by guys he played against more than once. Mm. Think about it. He was around to play against Tyronn Lue. He was around to play against Luke Walton. He was around to play against J.J. Redick. He played against Darvin Ham. He got all of them except, that may not be a good thing. Two of those guys got fired. But his next coach probably is, in year eight of his career right now, doesn't realize that he'll be coaching LeBron in 2 years.
What team is he going to play for in 2 years?
Who knows, Maybe he had to ask Luka, can he stay on the Lakers?
What do you think? What was the number 46 and a half for the Lakers? I think it was 46 and a half.
Yeah, I think so.
Would you go more or less on a 46 and a half win total for the Los Angeles Lakers?
I'd go more. I think they're going to be better than maybe some people are giving them credit for. I don't think they're going to be like a 40 win, barely make the play-in team. It's going to be competitive. But I think, you're saying that's just basically saying, can they win 47 games?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think Luka, even without LeBron for a bit, because the way they're set up now, it's like, LeBron's basically your number two option. Mm-hmm. And I've always said that at this stage of the game, if LeBron's your number one option, you're probably not a championship team. Mm-hmm. No shade to LeBron. LeBron is like 49 years old.
Yeah.
So it was like, how much longer can you expect him to be that guy? But I think I'd go over that. I'm usually bad on knowing what all that stuff is, who's what and where. I think until he gets back, we have to keep reading stories about how LeBron is behind the scenes and books and stuff. But just
Dame went over. I went under. My under is like, it's like 45. No, it's not like they'll be bad. It's just like 45. I think
47 wins.
Yeah, they could. They could.
I mean, there's enough bad teams in the East too. You can pile up some wins. I don't think Utah really wants to win any games. I mean, Kevin Love out there looking like he's 55 in the team picture, playing with those guys. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're gonna have enough teams that just don't care about winning. To where you should be able to pile up some of those, and then you look around, boom, we're at 40. We're at 47 wins.
Well, Jay, we appreciate you as always, my friend. Good luck to your Lakers tonight.
Good luck to anybody.
Look who they're playing.
Our Lakers.
Good luck to the Lakers.
Do they do ties in the NBA?
They don't.
Our Lakers. Okay. That's why he was mad. You said mine. It's our Lakers.
Yeah, bro, I apologize.
Who else is in that room with you? Would you talking about our? It ain't me. You ain't about me.
You know, I'm going to post the whole text one day about all your Laker Dodger. You know, you'd be like hitting me up, bigging me up about the Dodgers and the Lakers. Then you get on here and you front.
You know, people believe you when you say this stuff. Kayfabe. Stop saying this nonsense.
Kayfabe.
I'm just saying, we got the photographic evidence.
Also,
the hell we do.
Lake Show.
No, we do have the photographic evidence.
Y'all ain't telling the whole story. Lakers and Dodger
evidence. I ain't never been to the Lakers or Dodgers team store.
I haven't been there either. The Lakers team store. I don't even know where that's at. What are you talking about?
Dr. David, you know what to do.
Okay. Yeah. Lake Show.
Well, man,
I hate this segment. Hate this segment. I really do.
I, for one, am excited about Jason's analysis that we're going to have as the World Series gets underway as well.
Oh, my gosh, bro.
So, Jay, we're
out next Tuesday.
We appreciate you as always, and we'll see you next week.
All right, see you next week.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.